Welcome to Energy Law Roundup, your comprehensive weekly briefing on legal news and developments in the energy industry from Texas and across the country, always in 30 minutes or less. And now, your host for Energy Law Roundup, business litigator and oil and gas trial lawyer, Tom Charlone.
It is the week of May 8th, 2017. Again, my name is Tom Charlone. I'm a litigation partner at Kane Russell, Coleman & Logan, resident in our firm's Houston, Texas office. The Texas Supreme Court has issued new guidance about the jurisdiction of the Texas Railroad Commission, the regulatory body that oversees oil and gas operations in the Lone Star State. The court determined that the Railroad Commission, being an administrative agency, can properly decide only, quote, non-judicial issues. As a result, the commission lacked exclusive jurisdiction over the claims brought by a landowner, one James McCallan. McCallan runs what he calls an exotic wildlife ranch. He alleged that Sabine Oil and Gas Corporation, in what was on its surface an act of charity, donated drilling pipe for use in the construction of animal exhibits and enclosures. But if you believe McCallan, the pipe was radioactive, so much so that he got cancer and his animals got sick. The plaintiff took the position that Sabine actually knew the pipe was contaminated, but nevertheless used McCallan's animal attraction to kill two birds with one stone, as a tax write-off and as a disposal site. The lawsuit, in its early stages, was the subject of several initial determinations by the Railroad Commission. However, the controversy later found its way into arbitration, where Sabine got hit with an award for a whopping $22.7 million. The award was later confirmed in the lower courts. The Texas Supreme Court ruled that the Railroad Commission is by all means permitted to, quote, determine some facts related to the controversy, end quote. This is to promote uniformity, and also because the commission has on its staff a wide range of industry experts who are well suited to the task. The court was clear, however, that the commission's jurisdiction is not, quote, so broad-sweeping as to oust the courts of jurisdiction, end quote. Sabine's basic argument was that because the Railroad Commission supposedly has exclusive jurisdiction over the plaintiff's claims, the trial court should have abated the arbitration. Here's what the Texas Supreme Court had to say about that. Quote, because McCallan's claims are inherently judicial, the doctrine of primary jurisdiction does not apply. So there was just no reason for the trial court to have abated the arbitration hearing. FYI, the plaintiff's causes of action were many and included claims for negligence, fraud, and trespassing, as well as assault and battery. According to the court, these are all, quote, inherently judicial in nature. The case number in the Texas Supreme Court is 14-0979, and the case is styled as Sabine Oil and Gas Corporation v. El Rucio Land and Cattle Company, Inc. There is good news for the industry out of the 10th Circuit Court of Appeals. The Federal Bureau of Land Management has advised the court there that it should put into a holding pattern pending litigation to enforce its rule that would have placed steep restrictions on fracking operations on federal and tribal lands. Among other things, the rule would have imposed heightened well casing and wastewater storage standards, and also would have forced drillers to reveal exactly what chemicals they use when fracking. The unsurprising reason for this reversal is that the regulations, promulgated by ex-President Obama, may not reflect the Trump administration's policies and priorities. Now, the BLM did not go so far as to abandon the rule. To the contrary, the agency specifically reserved its right to move forward with the rule, but explained to the Court of Appeals that it will take some time to determine if the rule should be rescinded in its entirety, or whether it should instead be revised to more faithfully track the priorities of the Trump administration. Here's what the BLM had to say. Quote, "The most efficient means of resolving this case, for all involved parties and for the court, is to wait until BLM has finished the process of reconsidering the hydraulic fracturing rule. In the meantime, federal and Indian lessees will continue to operate under the regulations that governed their activities under the prior regulations. When BLM's process is complete, the court can consider the issue of BLM's authority in the context of the specific rules that BLM claims authority to promulgate," end quote. So the agency now finds itself in a bit of a pickle. The federal trial court had held that the BLM lacked authority to issue the rule in the first place, and the BLM appealed from that ruling. So now, while the agency would apparently like to jettison the fracking rule itself, at the same time, it doesn't want to suggest that the district court was correct that the BLM lacks the power to promulgate the rule if that were its preference. On this score, the BLM has said that, quote, "In holding that BLM lacks authority to ensure safe operations on federal and Indian lands, the district court made a serious and consequential error about federal authority and the interpretation of statutes that BLM administers. BLM therefore now faces a significant litigation dilemma. In order to seek review of the district court's error, the agency would have to defend a rule that it no longer considers appropriate to protect federal and Indian lands." The case is styled as State of Wyoming v. Jewell, and the case number is 16-8068, pending in the United States Court of Appeals for the 10th Circuit. And now, a cautionary tale out of the Texas Supreme Court. As some of you may know, Section 150 of the Texas Civil Practice and Remedies Code requires that certain types of claims be accompanied by an expert affidavit from a licensed third-party professional that describes the basis for the lawsuit. Lawyers for Pedernal Energy LLC forgot to include such an affidavit when they filed suit against Brewington Engineering LLC for allegedly damaging a gas well while conducting fracking operations. At first, this didn't seem like too big a deal, because the case was dismissed, but without prejudice to it being refiled in accordance with Section 150. But then came the bad news for Pedernal. In 2014, the Fourth Court of Appeals reversed the trial court, holding that the lower court had abused its discretion when it failed to dismiss the case with prejudice. The Texas Supreme Court has now said that the Fourth Court of Appeals was wrong. Under Section 150, according to the Supreme Court, trial courts admittedly have no discretion when it comes to cases filed without a certificate of merit. Those cases are subject to mandatory dismissal. But this does not mean that the trial court is required to dismiss the case with prejudice in all circumstances. Writing for the Texas Supreme Court, Justice Phil Johnson explained that, quote, "Pedernal's failure to file an expert affidavit with its original petition was not, by itself, evidence that the allegations in its petition lacked merit or mandated the sanction of dismissal with prejudice. Nor does the record, as of the time of the dismissal, otherwise lead us to conclude that the trial court's action in dismissing without prejudice violated any guiding rules or principles such that its actions were arbitrary or unreasonable or constituted an abuse of its discretion. Thus, the Court of Appeals erred by reversing the trial court's dismissal without prejudice," end quote. Notably, however, the Texas Supreme Court declined to adopt Pedernal's request that the court announce a good cause standard, in effect a bright line rule that would compel lower courts to dismiss claims without prejudice if the failure to include a third-party affidavit was unintentional or not the product of conscious indifference. What this means for you is that you should not necessarily expect a second bite at the apple if you fail to file the required affidavit with your petition. This is a word of warning to the wise. The case is styled as Pedernal Energy LLC v. Brewington Engineering LLC. It's case number 15-0123, pending in the Supreme Court of Texas.
Thank you for listening to Energy Law Roundup. If you would like additional information about anything from today's episode, you can contact Tom at 210-446-6999 or by email at tom@charlone.net. New episodes of this podcast are available every week on the web at www.energylawroundup.com, your one-stop source for breaking news and developments in energy law.